Exodus chapter 11. That he will let you go from here. Tell the people that men and women alike are to ask their neighbors for articles of silver and gold. God prepares his people to leave, and they wouldn't have to do it empty-handed. They would take with them jewels, gold and silver, not theirs, but from their neighbors, who after many calamities would be able to give that and much more, so that they would leave them alone. The Egyptians had been able to survive the 9 other plagues, but this one that is heralded to Pharaoh was too strong, the death of every firstborn. The loss of material things can be endured and replaced, but a child's loss is a pain that is difficult to overcome. One more time, there would be a caveat. The Israelites would be fine. Once again, God would show his love for his people and the desire to liberate them from 430 years of slavery. We too are his people, and also God loves us, but there is a great contrast. Our firstborn is not at risk because God gave his only begotten son, and upon leaving this world, we would not take earthly riches because we will receive an eternal inheritance. So, we can sing, although in this life I may not have riches, I know that there, in glory, I have a mansion. Beyond the sunset, I have a home, a beautiful home, far beyond the sunset.